9 Gimel or up to Yud Gimel. Hayyiris Hagadoyla Shemavashlan by Sheikhar. You want to know about things that are very big. So it talks here about very large Yairis, actually, pots. But it means a large vat, Shemavashlan by Sheikhar, in which beer is cooked. Nirali, the Tzrichan Tvila, Va'afa Pisha Kaivin Oisan, Umechabrin Oisei Lakarka. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva, if I recall correctly, brings this from the Chochmas Adam, right in the beginning of Siman Kuf Chaf. He says that even though Kaivin Oisan Umechabrin Oisei Lakarka, he says, even though these are big containers, big vats that are connected to the ground, Mekomokim Dinoi Kekli. Nevertheless, the Avedin is a Kli. Now, obviously, you can't title them. They're large vats connected to the ground. So if they're Chayiv in Tefillah, and it's not possible to title them, what do you do? So he says, V'nirali ein lam takana, ela shiat vilayim, either find a way to title them, oi, or there's another reitza. Shinyin kai bahem nekev gadol, make a hole in the vat, kadesh is batal mataris keli, so it's no longer considered a kli. Va'az yisakin uman Yisrael k'dalel simen dalet. And then a Jewish uman should repair it. Any repair that needs an uman is considered to be made by that uman. Then the keli is made by a Jew. If it's made by a Jew, then it doesn't need tefillah.
It needs a religious Jew.
No, even not religious. What? Because it has nothing to do with kashrus. It has to do with only a goy's keli needs tefillah. If a non-religious Jew makes a keli, it doesn't need tefillah. It has to do with being made by yid. Ach, l'fi ma sheshamati, she'ashech shemavashlam bai, ein eroi l'shtia klal. According to what I heard, that the beer that they make is not drinkable. I've been saying this all the years about the beer. What he means is it's not drinkable until they put it through a sifter. So maybe that's what the Olam relies on. If it's not drinkable, we said earlier that kalim that touched the food and the food is not edible, those kalim don't need tefillah. Now, one thing we see from this piece is that something that cannot be tivled, you're not allowed to use. We discussed this the other night. If you have a keli that will get ruined by tivling it, rather than saying that it's permitted, he says that it's awesome. Ein lo yetzah.
You also said the other night, yetzah is the selling
to a guy. Why does he mention the yetzah of selling it to a guy? Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's, the yetzah of selling it to a guy is a chiddush. You're right. We say selling it, the pashtus is when you sell it to a guy, it's only mutash yishtakeh shein bailim. It's a chiddush to say differently. Now, this is an eitzah. If you can take it apart and put it back together in a way that only a professional can do, that would be an eitzah. I don't know if it's
the machine we spoke about, the coffee machine.
Yeah, the Keurig machine.
Then we could unscrew something and then screw it back in.
But if you and I can screw it back, that doesn't need a uman. It has to be something that needs a uman, that requires professional.
Maybe you can get a screw for a Jew.
Marty, if you say that you and I can do it, then it doesn't need a professional. Sorry.
The yard breaks. It's like ice keli, you know, so I mean.
So it's keli if it breaks.
It's ice keli, then anybody can fix it. Anybody who can fix it, I mean, you don't.
But it has to need it has to have ticket of an uman. That's considered broken. Something that can be reassembled is not,
I mean, it's not a keli now. Now I'm putting it back together.
Every Pesach who talks about it says you need, it has to be a davish and tzarech l'uman. Yudala, Kate said matfilah.
What's the fact that it's not drinkable now? It will become drinkable, and then it will be a vessel for something that's drinkable. What's the fact that in the beginning it's not drinkable?
That's a p'tur of it not being a kli meichel. A kli meichel is only when it's edible. We had that a shechita knife would need tefillah, if not that the shechet sometimes uses it for other things.
Here, the beer will be drinkable.
So the shechting the meat will be drinkable, the meat will be edible, it just has to be cooked. The beer would be drinkable just to be sifted. Right, maybe sifting is less of a change than cooking, but still, if it's not in its edible state, it's not.
When you first put it in the kli, it has to be.
No, if during the time, but it's sifted when it's removed from the vat. They take it out of the vat and then they put it through a sifter. Yeah, if you cook something, it's not edible when you put it in, but it gets cooked. That's so it's in there when it's edible.
We did find out find a job for somebody. Remember the shavers? They said that the Morocco shavers.
Yeah.
Right? They have
my boys used to charge $3. I used to have a place in my study near the phone where we kept shavers, everybody. Right? My kids became rich over it.
So the fact is they can do it with the machine.
With the Keurig machine.
Yeah.
Take it apart, put it back together again.
Why?
Okay. It's an idea. Millions you're not going to make. Yudala. Ketzel matful. Okay, you ready to tevel the keli? Tzarech l'dakoyse tchila. Before you tevel anything, it has to not have a chatzitza. So the first thing you have to do is clean it. Mikol tino falichlich v'chaluda. Not only from dirt, but also chaluda, which is rust. Kediksiv, ach es hazov. Ach means only. Only the gold. Kiblu chazal, the ach umi, a tratzalaymer. You have to remove all chatzitzas. It should be only the metal of the keli itself. If you clean it off, it's left only the mark of the chaluda. If it only has the mark on it, I assume it means that there is no kepeda. Now, in Hilchis Chatzitza, it says that if someone has ink on his hand, he wants to wash it on Tehillas Yadayim, or even for Tefillas HaMikvah, that you clean it, and you clean it well, and if you clean it well, whatever remains, the Lashon is aimed by Mamashis. But it has no Mamashis, even though scientifically it has to have Mamashis, but aimed by Mamashis means there's no Mamashis can be detected by touching, and it's not a Chatzitza. Here he's saying a different reason. He's saying because Darkei b'kach, because people are not makbid after a certain point. But they really do adir akelim sheyesh lahem konim shekoyin shnutzen. Ava pi shein yachol enakroi. Have a kemiyat veinim makbid. Ava gav shein yachol enakroi. Have a kemiyat veinim makbid. A small amount that you're not makbid. V'chol miyat sheinim makbid. Vein yachol avirai mutter litval kach. Okay, the halacha is that min ha-toyra it's only a chatzitza if it's raiv of the keli and you makbid, which means it's rare that there will be a chatzitza. Midrabanan miyutai ha-makbid, and rubai ve'ene makbid is a chatzitza as well. Now, even by a miyut that you're not makbid, l'chatchila we try to remove it. If it's possible, we try to remove all chatzitzas. But otherwise, we don't remove, but if you're tabled it or you can't remove it, it's okay. Some kelim have emblems on them. Different types of crystal have the manufacturer's name, which is really just a transparent sticker on the keli. But there people want it on. That's called, if you want it on, that's called Eina Makman. Eina Makman means you don't mind having the chatzitza. So there is no issue. If you have a price label, a price tag, then it is an issue. The question is, if you tevel a keli and afterwards you find it's got some sort of a sticker or a magic marker, something on it, so then it depends on makbid. The halacha is that it's ain't a makbid only if both the owner is not makbid. The owner probably means his wife, if his wife would use it.
There's glue. I mean, the problem is the glue on the back of the stickers.
Right? The glue on the back of the stickers. I know, in the hardware store, they have the nail polish remover right by the mikveh, so you can rub it off. It depends. If you're not makbid, it also has to be that roif people wouldn't be makbid. Otherwise, both of the is a kolonim.
So. Well,
no, it's not like that. A husband, if his wife is makbid, then the husband is also makbid. The wife says, get it off. He's going to take it off. So, I remember where there was a baking pan that in the store with a magic marker had a price on it. It was very hard to get it off. But I don't think people are makbid on a baking pan. What's the difference? You put it into bake anyway. You put it in the oven, you don't take it to the table.
The store owner
wouldn't
risk the price on it, because he knows people aren't
back,
they're putting it in the oven.
Okay. That's a raya, otherwise no one's going to buy it. That's a good raya. Okay.
They don't care, it's okay.
Yeah. If it's normal, it's probably normal that they don't care. So then it's okay. You mean like a magic marker or anything? What?
I don't care.
In the store you don't care. Yeah, I think so. So you're normal. Batla daita kol adam is if the feeling of not caring is not normal, then batla daita is kol adam. Afal pishu bebifnim, even if tista's on the inside, aval imumiyot umakbir alav a rube shel kli af pishen imakbir asa letoiv lekach afal b'diavad le'asa le'tfila. But otherwise, even b'diavad, it's not a good tefila. Now, a keli made of different parts that are screwed together. So it's interesting. If you're allowed to toivel it the way it is assembled. In other words, one part is not a chatzitza for the other part. Even though with a screw together, the water doesn't get in, that's fine. You have a choice. You can either toivel it assembled and usable, or if you want to take it apart, for whatever reason, you can take it apart. But if you take it apart halfway, it's a chatzitza. It's one or the other. Either you toivel it complete, usable, or you toivel it, take it apart completely.
And you were like an uman, and an uman is a woman that could put it together. Should really look how you should need it.
If it's an uman, you're right. I'll tell you what's interesting. Shaila is a pocket knife. A pocket knife, the metzius is that when it's open and when it's closed, there are different parts where the water could get. The way a pocket knife works is that the base of the blade is thicker so that it's held in by the casing of the pocket knife. That's the way a pocket knife works. And when you open the pocket knife, the thickness of the base is exposed to the water when it's usable. When you close the pocket knife, it's not. So the question is how to table a pocket knife. A table it all closed, it's not the way you use it. It would seem that you have to open each one and table it. It would seem that way. You have to open if it has three blades. If you want to use it for food, if you're not using it for food, then it's okay. If you're using it for food, that you would have to open it, table it, open the other one, table it, and you open each one and table it separately in order for it to be also light feeling. That's what it's saying. Okay. Tesvav. B'tzarach shiachdes kola keli b'mayim b'pamachas. But this is the difference between kashering and toiveling. You can kasher a keli half at a time. If you have a keli that's very big, it doesn't fit completely into a pot of boiling water, you can put one half in and then turn it over and put the other half in. Because when you kasher, you're doing something physical. You're taking out a physical bliya, and that you can do half at a time. But toiveling something, the definition of tefillah is to be totally immersed. And therefore, tzarach yachdes kol hakeli b'mayim b'pamachas, shlo yishar mimenu chutz l'mayim, afilu kol shu.
This is like bringing it to an ocean. If it's really big, it doesn't bring it to an ocean.
You have to bring it, that's right. V'imu gadol v'ein yachol l'toiv lai kulai ke'echad. If it's so big that you can't toivel it all at once, there will lead to osa lahat v'l chatzayim. You can't toivel it half and half. Dumya de tfilas nida, kid l'kamon hilchas nida. Just like the pasuk, we learn from a pasuk by Nida. It's not like kashering, which pulls out the blia. It's a fact that it's pilot. The language is a little misleading. He says, if half of it is out of the water, so then the tumma spreads to the rest of the keli. It's not really accurate. The tumma never comes off. When you tevel something halfway, it's not a tefillah at all. It says, even if you tevel and one hair stays out of the water, that it's not a tefillah at all. So, the tefillah has to be totally immersed in water. Now there is, an issue with holding it with your hands, whether the place you hold it is a problem.
So
if you make your hand wet, then it's usually understood that the water connects. If you make your hand wet beforehand and you grab onto it, it's usually understood that way. Depending on what mikveh it is. You know, Tarvah Das, people tovel and there's a bar, the bar is accessible. People tovel in the bar. The bar is accessible. It's right, you ever seen the mikveh, between the showers and the mikveh, there's a metal grate. It's always pulled away, because the frumer guys tovel things in the bar. I always wondered, you know, since, 64 till today, what's on the bottom there? You know, a lot of kelim there when people drop it. Most people don't want to jump into a bar. They can't see the bottom of it. So most people
know. I'm not going in if I drop it, but it's
the shafsot is this shallow.
No, I'm saying, but I'm not if I drop it, I drop it.
Yeah, well you fish it out and drop it.
I'm not for a second, you know,
I'll tell you, there's an interesting halacha. I would, if I had a mikveh, a kela mikveh, I would tell people not to use the bar.
Not to use the what?
The bar. Even though, objectively, there's a maila, there's a halacha of notvasav and nosansah. There's a mishnah that says that if you have a mikveh, and the language of the mishnah is, if you take out, it's 40 sah. Let's say it's 41 sah. So you take out a sah and you put in a sah. You take out a sah, you put in a sah. So the halacha, the mishnah says ad rubai. It's kosher as long as you still have 21 of the original or 20.1 of the original saw inside. So the Rishonim argue about what the kavana of the Mishnah is. What does it mean, notel saw and nasan saw? The pshat of the Ravid in notel saw and nasan saw is if you have maim shuvim, you have a mikveh, and you take out a saw of rainwater and you put in a saw of maim shuvim. Take out rain and put in Mayim Shuvim. So, however you calculate it, at some point, if it becomes Rav Mayim Shuvim, it's possible. Now, we don't pass like the Ravid, but it's brought in Shulchan Aruch as the Yeshayim, to my recollection. When people use a Kela Mikveh, if they immerse the Keli, I'm talking about not a knife, but a silverware, if you immerse a glass or a pot, if you turn it over in the water and pull it out, there's no problem with Notel Sav and Nasan Sav. But many people just pull it out and they pour the water back in. That's shuvim. Now, if you have a good bar, and like you have in every keli mikveh is a bar, and then on top of it there's the mikveh you use, so the bar stays pure and you're good. But if you're going to do it in the bar, eventually it'll become possible according to the Ravid Shita, according to one Shita to be shaydim, and it'll mess up the mikveh. So according to that pshat in the Mishnah, it's something that would mess up the mikveh. Probably people should not tovel in a bar unless they're careful to do it. I mean, you can't tovel it upside down because the water's not going to get in. All you have to do is turn it over inside and then tovel. But if you turn it over and it falls back in while but it was never pulled out of the mikveh, then it's not shuv.
When you
the last drip, no, if it's upside down, it's not shuvim. If you put a pot in a mikveh and you turn it upside down, you pull it out, it's not shuvim. It might be running down the sides. It was never held in the pot.
It's going to be hard to get that
glass. It's not really hard. With a glass, at least, it's not hard. Maybe a very big pot. Just lay on top. Okay.